Welcome to the Kentucky State Fair. We hope that you enjoy your day here.
The Kentucky State Fair brings hundreds of thousands of visitors each year. Depending on your taste, you can see animals, catch a show, and eat foods that seem to surprise people every year.
Fried Kool-Aid. Never seen the deep-fried Kool-Aid before. Last year it was the Krispy Kreme hamburger. This year it's the deep-fried Kool-Aid.
Louisvillian Sean and Amanda Connor say there is no question whether they were showing up on the fair's first day.
Absolutely, yeah. That's probably the best time to come, really, because you got folks that are just starting with some of their exhibits and things like that, and you're just kind of getting the raw essence of what, you know, the state fair, because you're getting folks that are moving in and kind of getting excited, and they're not really tarnished yet. You know, as the week goes on, folks get tired or whatever. There's a lot of energy and things like that. So.
And the rain scared off the amateurs. We come first day every year, and this won't be our only trip to the fair either.
A big part of the fair is ribbon competitions. Pigs, pies, quilts, sheep, you name it, the Kentucky State Fair seems to have a contest for it. Raymond Kraft is a pigeon judge from Bowling Green. He grabs a pigeon from its cage and explains what he's looking for.
I don't want you to catch him. So let's look. Let's see here.
All right.
So far?
You also judge him on feather. And see, this one's molting.
To the untrained eye, all the birds look very similar. But to Kraft, the feather count, look, and feel of the bird all mean something.
When you get it in your hand, you judge it for how long the tail is, and one out of proportion will be too long, see?
The smells of cow hit your nose while venturing into one of the pavilions. Today, these cows will be judged in competitions. I found fifth grader Brian Woods from Boone County roaming the aisles. He names his cows for me.
Her name's Sweetie, Madison, Little Bear, Sissy, Fidget, Biscuit, and Princess.
Now the last four or five cows that you just named all look very similar. Do you ever get them mixed up?
No. I knew their names since I was born, and I named them all, and I can tell because I named her Sweetie, and I named her Madison.
Well, how do you know that's Madison?
I just know it's her name.
11-year-old Carrie Conrad from Lewis County has a different naming convention.
Well, I got this whole system. I got three others at home. I'm going to name them in ABC order. So those are D and A.
She's also competing against Brian for showmanship.
Okay. I hope I beat you in showmanship.
I got something to say. Tomorrow, Fidget will beat her tomorrow. And I promise you.
Yeah, right.
Outside near the rides and games, Gary Conger will guess your weight or your age. If he doesn't, you win a prize.
How old are you? How much do you weigh? When were you born? Walk in, fool me, and you pick it out.
I have a lot of fun here. They know what this game is here, and you can have a lot of fun here.
Yeah, a little more there than I thought.
A lot of places, if you go, if they don't know what this is,
pick it out, any prize.
You can't have no fun with it. Like, if you come up, and I guess your age, and I guess her weight, then people get mad and they go get their cousins and they keep coming back. They want to get me.
I ask him if he has a secret.
There is none. You know what I'm saying? You look at people's, you know, body structure, you know, facial features. You just guess.
To sum up the Kentucky State Fair, I'll leave it to Harold Hunt.
We come every year. Just enjoy looking around, seeing the crowd, and looking at different exhibits. It's Kentucky. I like the fair because it represents so much of Kentucky in one place.
Bye, Freddy.
Bye. I like those waves. Appreciate that. And enjoy your day at the Kentucky State Fair.